Lecture topic. What goes around comes around.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاني جبرائيل فقال عش ما شئت فإنك ميت وأحبب من شئت فإنك مفارقه وعمل ما شئت فإنك مجزي عنها أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected Ulama Ikram, brothers and elders. In the Hadith Sharif that was recited, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came to me and said, now obviously Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came, he didn't come of his own accord. He came by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And he came and addressed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the lesson was for the ummah. If there's any gaps, you can just fill in the gaps so it make it easier for others who wish to be inside also. So it's obvious that he came on the instruction, on the command of Allah Ta'ala. And the address was to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the message and the lesson was for us and for the entire ummah. So the first thing that he mentioned was, Ishma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. Live as much as you wish. Meaning obviously, how much is a person going to really live? Whatever his time is decreed. But the day is coming that a person will be meeting Malakul Maut. Nobody has come and remained in dunya forever. There's an incident mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, just the gist of it, the main point of it. When the angel of death came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so initially he confronted the angel, whatever the detail is, we're not getting into that now. The angel went back to Allah Ta'ala to say that this servant of yours does not want to come. Because the angel of death must first ask the permission of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever the detail of that confrontation was. So then he came, the angel came back and said, Allah Ta'ala has commanded, put your hand on the back of this cow, ox, and the number of hair that come under it, that's much more life you'll be given for each hair, 1 year. Now how many hair would come just in that space? It'd be Allah knows best, in the thousands maybe. But after that what? So many more years, but then obviously it comes back to the same thing. Then you have to finally leave. Well, I want to leave now then, meet Allah Ta'ala now. So the point is that nobody has come to stay. In the Quran Sharif, even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressed, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are going to leave this dunya, and those who are opposing you, they are also going to leave. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will judge between everybody. So one lesson was that always be conscious of death. That was the lesson we were being given. That a person lives his life with the consciousness of death, then inshallah he will keep himself away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. The second lesson that he gave was that love who you wish, but you are one day going to part. That's the reality of dunya. Nobody is going to remain in that situation forever. The day of parting will come. So in this is the very deep lesson that while these are natural aspects of life, person has that natural love, muhabba for his parents, for his children, for his family, for people near and dear. And then he has a degree of natural love for even his things, material possessions. But keep it within limits. Attach the heart to Allah Ta'ala. Don't get so deeply engrossed in this that if that parting comes, the person loses his mind. Allah forbid, what not happens. The parting happens with his wealth. Allah save us. And he can't then maintain his composure anymore. So in any case, this too is part of the reality of dunya. That this parting will come. And then the third aspect that he mentioned was, which is the point that we wish to discuss today, that do what you may wish, وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ, whatever you wish to do, do it. This is not an encouragement to do anything and everything, but it's actually what's the next part of this. Do what you wish, but remember you are going to be recompensed. The result of that will come. If it was a good action, then the good return will come. And if it was a bad action, it was a wrong action, then remember the consequences also will come. So do what you may. In other words, be prepared then. If you're going to do anything and everything, then be prepared for the outcome also. Because it's never that what a person does just gets fizzled out into the air. It just disappears. It's just gone. There's no outcome of it. No, there's an outcome of it. The good action also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah does not allow the reward of those who do good to go in vain. That reward is also preserved, and the barakat of that will come in dunya, and the rewards of it, if the person preserved it, did not do anything to destroy it, will come in akhirat. And if it was a wrong action, then that wrong action also does not just get lost anyway in the air. That too comes back. Now, there are many, many ayat in the Quran Sharif that give us this lesson. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that give this lesson. The manner in which it is expressed is that al-jaza min jinsil amal. Al-jaza min jinsil amal. The result or the outcome or the reward or the recompense will be like the action. It will be from the same jins of the action, meaning what kind of action, that kind of outcome. It will be of the same species. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, now just to understand this, a very basic lesson. Sometimes we hear this line, we might have said it also, and very commonly used line, that what goes round comes round. That's exactly what is being said. What goes round comes round. So in many ayat of the Quran Sharif, we see this message being conveyed. The Mufassirin have deduced this from many, many ayat. For example, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala declares, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala uproots riba. And this, anybody decides that they want to try it out, people who've tried it out saw the end result. Allah Ta'ala uproots riba. It will take everything away. It will take even the capital away. And Allah Ta'ala causes sadaqah to increase. Allah Ta'ala makes it increase many, many fold. Now this yamhaq, now the Quran Sharif, this is an azab that will come to the person who's involved in taking interest. But that azab could have been discussed or described in many ways. Could have been described as Allah Ta'ala will bring azab on the person. Allah Ta'ala says, the Quran declares it as yamhaq, uproot. It will destroy that wealth entirely. Now, Mufassirin explain that this is what the person taking interest has done. What he's done? By means, what trade did he do? He merely extracted the person whom he loaned the money to, he extracted this extra out of him, and in this process he's gradually taken that person to destruction. And that is why any level of involvement in interest has been cursed. Whether taking and even giving. And even such a detested thing that in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, even the scribe of it, the witness to the transaction, all have been cursed. And وَقَالَهُمْ سَوَىٰ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, in terms of the sin, all are equal. Outwardly, it seemed like, okay, the very easy way to get things going and so on, it is the easy way to destruction. And people who decided to take that route, they've tasted the bitter consequences of it. So in any case, this person, this is what he did to others. He extracted this out of them and led them to their destruction. Allah will lead him in that same manner and he will be uprooted. He'll uproot all his wealth. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى Now this is a message being given that look, the kind of action, that the kind of consequences. What kind of deed the person did, that's outcome. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, regarding the kuffar, أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ حَبِطَتْ Now the word habitat means translated as destroyed. Their actions will all be destroyed. The kuffar, whatever, everything all destroyed. Now this word habitat, now this is linked to the Arabic language and the richness of the Arabic language and how the words are derived and so on. So this word comes from hubut. Now what does hubut mean? And an animal is grazing. Now sometimes it's grazing and keeps grazing and just doesn't stop. And in that manner it overeats. What happens as a result? It gets bloated very badly and blown up. But then it gets blown up to such a point that that becomes its cause of death. Finally it dies. So now this overindulgence leads to this blowing up. And this blowing up leads to this destruction, that abut. Allah Ta'ala uses that word in this instance, that these kuffar, with all the dunya that they amassed, the power and the might that they thought that they had, and the things of dunya that they gathered and amassed, that blew them up with pride, with arrogance. But it is that very same blowing up with pride and arrogance that will be the cause of destruction. Now that is about the kuffar, but if a person of iman also will follow down that same line and follow in their footsteps, he also gets blown up with pride and arrogance, me, mine, I, my might and my power, and nobody can tell me anything and I can do as I please, and gets blown up with that pride and arrogance going down the same road. Habitat. Because in that pride and arrogance, he'll be trampling people's rights, he'll be hurting others. And as a result, on the day of Qiyamah, all his actions will be distributed to others. Well-known Hadith Sharif about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, you know, who's a muflis, who's a pauper? And the lengthy riwayat, the Sahaba said, a person doesn't have wealth. He said, no, not him. The person will come on the day of Qiyamah, a lot of good deeds. But he also will come in the condition قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا Top of the list. He swore at so-and-so. وَقَزَفَ هَذَا He slandered somebody. وَضَرَبَ هَذَا He hurt someone, hit someone, usurped somebody's wealth, and so many other things he did, trampling the rights of people. So now on the day of Qiyamah, they will all come and claim. And that's a day when the currency of the day will be أَعْمَال. So his good deeds will now be dished out. He came with so many good deeds. Salah and fasting and zakah and hajj and umrah and charity and so many things. But he's left empty handed. But the line of claimants are not gone. They are still claiming. He's got nothing to give. Okay, you give him your sins. So he came with mountains of good deeds. But he's now ending up in Jahannam with the sins of others. In lieu of what? In lieu of trampling their rights, in lieu of hurting people, being unjust to people, swearing at people, whatever other wrongs that were done in the light of hukukul ibad and the rights of people, This was the outcome. So now this ayat of the Quran Sharif is giving us that message. Look, this is not a one-way road. What goes, that's what comes. So now this habitat, this blowing up, they got blown up with that pride, with that arrogance. So the outcome. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about those who stand up in the dead of night in tahajjud. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Now there's two things in this first part of the ayat. Allah is speaking about the people who stood up in the dead of night. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Their sides remained aloof from their beds. Meaning they left that soft bed aside. They left that whatever comfort they had. And they stood up in front of Allah Ta'ala. Now this happened in the dead of night. Quiet. Nobody knows what's going on. They kept this. And this secret amal of theirs. And they were beseeching Allah Ta'ala. Khawfa wa tama'a. Part of this was this fear that I must not fall into any destruction. Allah Ta'ala's fazal must come to me. Allah's grace must take me. I must not get into any difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. I must not displease Allah Ta'ala. Now this concern, this fikr, this worry, this unease that I mustn't slip and falter somewhere. So now this is the way that they are in this condition. Number one, in this quiet secrecy, standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah Ta'ala's help. And then this is a condition of their hearts. They're not fearless and heedless. So now this is the first part, first ayat. Allah describes their condition. And the second ayat, the outcome of that. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. They did the secret amal. Allah says, nobody knows what Allah has concealed also. As a surprise for them in akhirat. This secret amal for Allah Ta'ala is not lost anywhere. Allah is aware. Allah is Alimun Khabir. So now this is one amal, which is a very special amal, which Allah Ta'ala highlights here in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. They took this effort, they left that bed, they left all their comfort, and they, it might have been a cold night, it might have been anything, and they stood in front of Allah Ta'ala, out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So number one, Allah also has got something, some special concealed for them. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. They were in the state of fear and concern. Allah says, from that which will cool their eyes, meaning it will bring extreme joy to them. This fear will be replaced with joy. Now the kind of action, it is a reward. Out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala now rewarded them. They had no fear anymore. So now this is that lesson that is being given to us. Look, this is a life that a person has. He has this opportunity. He can go and do what he pleases as he pleases. But it's not do as he pleases and there's no consequences of it. He's been given the choice. It's up to him now what he chooses. Which direction he wants to take. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many, many different riwayat. One hadith sharif, man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan, nafasa Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawmil qiyamah. Kind of action, the outcome and the reward of the same line. The one who removes a difficulty from a mu'min. Allah will remove a difficulty of his on the day of qiyamah. Now, what can the difficulties of dunya compare to what's the issue of qiyamah? But now he went out of his way, he left some of his, maybe whatever his comfort was at that time. He took the effort to help somebody out in a situation, to remove some difficulty. He didn't just dismiss it as, don't make somebody else's burden my burden, or somebody else's worry my worry. He said, no, somebody else's worry is my worry. But that didn't go in vain. That didn't go in vain, it will come. And this is not only that will happen in the akhirah, the barakat of that comes in dunya as well. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَىٰ مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. that a person is in a hard-pressed situation. So now somebody realized, okay, this person is not just making up a story. He's in a difficulty. He is really in a constrained situation. Okay, take your time. You're owing me the money. You can take another 6 months, all right. He made it easier for him. Maybe he discounted some part of it. But why he did it? This is a Muslim in a difficulty. Man yassara ala mu'sirin. The outcome? Not a one-way street. يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ He made it easy for the person in that constrained circumstances. Allah will make it easy for him in dunya and akhirat. That ease he created for someone didn't go in vain. Allah will reward him. Allah will grant him ease in dunya and akhirat. Not only akhirat, even in dunya. In one hadith it comes, من أقال نادما أقال الله عثراته يوم القيامة. Now, person bought some item. Now he went home and decided, hey, why I bought this night? Start off with, I can't even afford it. Or maybe I didn't even need it. Because often sometimes it's all impulsive buying. Impulsive buying. And sometimes buying not impulsively, buying for impression. To impress somebody else. So now sometimes people buy, they buy things they don't need with money they don't have. They're swiping. But then they're swiping all their piece away. And to impress people that they don't like. Buying things they don't need with money they don't have and to impress people they don't like. Now this is a shaitani chakkar. Just keeps going in that person, then buying and buying. He forgot what he's got also. And then still something else will catch his eye. And that pile is still growing that side. He forgot when last he used some of those items. So in any case, the point here was, that we were discussing is, that in the Hadith Sharif it's mentioned, the person bought something. And now he's regretting now that I shouldn't have bought it. So he came to return it. Now it's still the same, whatever. So he came to return it, please, if I could be, the sale could be cancelled. So now, outwardly, to the seller, it's a loss. Because now he already did the business, and now to take the item back and give the money, he lost the business now. It was a deal done. And it is his prerogative. He cannot be forced to cancel the sale. Because the deal is done. So it's not a one-way thing, it's a mutual thing now. If he also agrees, then it can be cancelled. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who will, aqala nadiman, this person now came out of now, he is not happy to continue with this, he is regretting why he bought it. So he accepted to take the item back. What will be the outcome? He did this, he accommodated this person who is now regretting. Allah ta'ala will accommodate him on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will forgive him. But the wording that is used in the Hadith Sharif is that this brought that. This is the same line of reward, but it can't be compared. What he did is such a minor thing. What he got in return, the whole world can't compare to it. So now there's many, many ahadith, many ayat of the Quran Sharif of this note. But the lesson and the point in all that is that we need to become conscious about what we're doing. And not just for this moment, is going to have, if it's something good, alhamdulillah. There's an opportunity for any good, alhamdulillah, take it. If you can do it, don't let it go. Because you have no idea, that might be the very thing that might bring so much of good. And if it is something on the other side, then remind ourselves, what goes round, comes round. There's one incident that came, in one magazine or something from one of the Middle Eastern countries. So this is an account of one police investigating officer. He was one day just patrolling somewhere and suddenly heard one car screeching, somebody coming at reckless speed. And the next thing, this person, he knocked into someone. He knocked into someone and he then fled the scene. In any case, he says he was right there, he went to attend to it. The person who got knocked had passed away on the spot. And this entire incident happened, he says, it was just now he gave the name of that, just in front of one, some car franchise, whatever it was. You take the name of the franchise now, it might sound like advertising. So in any case, some car franchise, this whole incident happened just outside there. The road knocked into this person passed away. That person fled the scene. Any case, they somehow managed to trace him and they arrested him. This person had passed away. They tried to trace his family. He finally got hold of his wife. It was his wife and two children at home. No other family. It was probably from some other country. They were now staying the expats. So, in his clothing and all, when they now removed all his whatever belongings were there, the papers and so on, because initially they didn't even know who's he, where's he from. So they realized he was carrying some documents in him, with him, which was some correspondence with the people of that same, that franchise. He was on his way there for an interview to get a job. So meaning a person out of job, now he got knocked, he passed away, and now his family has got nobody, no support. Any case, they arrested this fellow, then the matter went to court that he has to pay the diyat, blood money. So whatever story he made and how he worked it around, he says, no, he's got nothing. He's totally penniless. So he's penniless, so eventually they released him. Whatever something, he was there a couple of months, they released him. That, well, he's penniless, so he got nothing to take out of him. But the day he's going to earn something, he has to pay the blood money. And he was released. So now this person who's giving this whole incident, he says it was a Thursday night. It was shortly before Maghrib when this entire incident took place, when this person knocked into that pedestrian and killed him. He says it was 1 year to the date. It happened to be a Thursday night. He says it happened to be close to Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib. And he says, I was in that police station or whatever, and there were about maybe a dozen others present also. But out of all that 12 people, this call somehow got channeled to me. And when I took the call or that whatever message, it was an accident, and the place of the accident is so and so place. It was in that same vicinity that the first accident took place. I said it was later all this then unfolded, it was 1 year to the date. Exactly 1 year later. It was a day of Thursday again. And it was in the time roughly in the same between Asr and Maghrib. Any case, he says when we got to the scene, because he was involved in this whole case the first time around, and the person who fled and was arrested and whatever else happened, as soon as I saw, the pedestrian that got knocked and killed was the person who fled the first time. The person who fled the scene the first time, he this time around was the pedestrian. And he got knocked, he says, later on when we actually took the measurements, where exactly this accident took place, it was 5 meters away from the first accident. The spot of the accident was 5 meters away from the first accident. And the date and time. I says when, now the person who knocked into him, so now he was arrested to pay the blood money. So he was quite wealthy, he brought the blood money immediately. He says, well, this whole matter came to the Qazi. He said, I had to present myself. He said, I spelt out this whole incident. This is a person who knocked. The first person, he got knocked now. First time round, he fled. And the widow of the first person got nothing because he claimed to be poverty stricken. The Qazi said, half of this blood money, give it to her. But the point is, the lesson is, that now sometimes it happens in such a dramatic way that people also realize what happened, how it happened, what's the link. Outwardly, just say coincidental, same place, in front of the same, on the spot, 5 meters away, exactly 1 year later. But it took 1 year. That's the other lesson in it. It never happened overnight. It happened gradually, time, respite. Maybe some person might make amends, return to Allah Ta'ala. But then he lets it pass. Person now saw it, somebody, doesn't matter now, so what? He'll go his way. He says, do as you please. treat people as you wish, but he's coming back. Unless a person makes amends, he's coming back. The good will come back also. And the opposite of it, that will come back as well. So these are realities of life. We have to be, our primary concern is Allah Ta'ala must be pleased with us. We must attain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. For that we must fulfill the huququllah, Allah Ta'ala's rights. Fulfill huququl ibad, the rights of the servants of Allah Ta'ala as well. We don't shirk in Allah Ta'ala's rights, and we don't trample the rights of the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Just to finish off on one incident, which we discussed sometimes before as well. One person, maybe about from 15 years ago, 12, 13 years ago, an alim who was resident in Madina Munawwara. So he had come to South Africa on a visit, and so I met with him. So it was prior to the time of Hajj now. He said, no, he's going to Hajj. In the course of the conversation, he said, no, from here he's going to be going straight to Hajj. So because of that, now that came into the conversation. So he said, yesterday somebody was asking me, then how many Hajj you made? So I said, I told him 45. So he said, 45 times you made Hajj? He says, what we've been told is that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made the announcement, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, that he announced that everybody must come for Hajj. So every ruh and soul that said labbaik, how many times it says labbaik, so many times go for Hajj. It seemed your ruh never stopped saying labbaik. He said, well, that is in its place, but in my understanding, there's another reason also. So what's the other reason? So now he gave a whole lengthy incident. I'm just going to cut it down to the bare, to the main point of it. So the long and short of it was, he says his mother got very, very ill when he was still a young boy. And then she got bedridden. And he gave up everything, all his amusement, play, whatever, as a 14, 15 teenager, to dedicate his time in the khidmat and service of his mother. She even needed to just change posture, she needed help. So he would be at her side. And he said, every time I did sometimes, every now and again, I would do some khidmat for her. So now in her condition, she would say something, she would mumble something. But when you listen carefully, she was saying, giving dua, Allah Ta'ala take you for Hajj. Now this was in a time living in Pakistan, in one rural area, poor family, never ever saw the cities also. And she says, it was like not even possible to dream about it, that we'll go for Hajj someday. But this is the dua she should give. And in that period of time, there would be a handful of people, very wealthy, they'd make it for Hajj. The rest of people could only just see this happening. I said, she would give me this dua. And repeatedly this happened. Eventually she passed away. Then he went, he took admission in one madrasa. He graduated as an alim. And when he graduated, then there was some relative of his living in Madina Sharif. He called him one day. He said, there's a person who has established a masjid here. They're looking for an imam. Would you like to come through here? I said, very good. Madina Sharif. In short time, all the paperwork was done. He moved over to live in Madina Sharif. Now from Madina Sharif, every year he started making Hajj. He says, to my understanding, I don't know what the count was, but how many times my mother gave me that dua, I'm sure I'm going to go for Hajj so many times. So this 45 times is part of that count. Now at that time, person gave up all his amusements and in that youth, wanting to do 101 things, but he said, no, this is my priority. This is where my jannat lies. And he did what was required of him. That didn't go in vain. That didn't just fizzle out somewhere. But it brought itself in such a... Now, it won't always be so dramatic. But it comes. We may not be able to link it. But it comes in many different ways. In the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala that comes, that takes a person ahead in deen. Can anything compare to that? That a person was maybe lax, not even concerned about his salah properly sometimes, making salah qaza and not bothered about it, never getting the tawfiq of holding the Quran Sharif, not concerned about righteousness, falling into so many sins, and then something turns around in his life, and mashallah, he makes tawbah, istighfar, makes amends. So now that was a small thing. All the good that a person sometimes might have done, some favors to people, whatever else, all that 101, 1 million and one favors and good that he did for people, And on this side, this tawfiq that he got, that 1 million and one can't equate to one fraction of this. It comes in this form sometimes. It comes in many different ways. The point in the lesson is what we started off on. That do as you wish, but it's going to be recompensed. It's a good action, the good will come. It's opposite, the opposite will come. Allah Ta'ala save us from all the calamities, hardships, difficulties. Allah Ta'ala grant us the correct understanding of deen and make us such that we live our lives in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman and take us with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
La ilaha رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ولمنا انفسنا ولمنا انفسنا ولمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا اله الا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسالك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين إله العالمين يا الله oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind Most loving Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nowhere else to turn, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. We only have your door to knock at, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your maghfirat on the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shower your rahmat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Grant us and the entire ummah the tawfiq of those amal that bring your rahmat, Ya Allah. Save us and the entire ummah from such actions that bring azab, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Keep us on deen, Ya Allah. Grant us istiqamat on deen, Ya Allah. Enable us to fulfill all the laws of deen, Ya Allah. Save us from all the haram, Ya Allah. Save us from the disobedience, Ya Allah. Save us from trampling the rights of your servants, Ya Allah.
Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from everything that displeases you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Enable us to do all that which pleases you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we have your pleasure, we have everything, Ya Allah. Allah, if you are displeased, Ya Allah, what is anything worth, Ya Allah? Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you guide us to all that is good, Ya Allah. Save us from everything that is evil, Ya Allah, wrong, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, put the hatred and disgust of sin in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, make us hate sin like we hate filth, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us the love of Deen, Ya Allah. The love of the Amal of Deen, Ya Allah. The love of the efforts of Deen, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us and our progenies till Qiyamah for the khidmat of Deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all those who ask, give them shifa'i kamila, adila, mustamirra, da'ima. Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, those are difficulties and hardships, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Those in financial problems, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant abundant barakat in each one's rizq, Ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, those who are in debts, make their debts get paid out with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from ever stretching our hands out to anyone but you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you grant us afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. More than that, afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you keep us steadfast on deen, Ya Allah. Save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Save our families, Ya Allah. Save our progenies till qiyamah, Ya Allah. Save the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are plotting against Islam and the Muslimin, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hold back their hands, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, if hidayat is not decreed for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wipe them out from the face of this earth, Ya Allah. Make all their plots and schemes turn against them, Ya Allah. Make it a means of their own destruction, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you safeguard us, Ya Allah. Allah, you grant us the correct understanding, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, all those, Ya Allah. Allah, who asked us to make dua for them. All who have raised their hands to this dua. Allah, you grant each one's dire needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, our greatest need is to become yours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Let every vein ooze with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, make each one yours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you keep us, Ya Allah, steadfast on sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all that we have asked for, Ya Allah. Whatever we should have been asking for and did not ask, Ya Allah. Out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, all those who asked us to make dua for them, you grant each one's dire needs, Ya Allah. Each one's pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Allah, remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Allah, unite the hearts of, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of spouses, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of families, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the path of haqq, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you shower your grace upon us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله